This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. In the last days, a bombshell in the prosecution of cult mom Lori Vallow. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. I want to thank you for being with us. That's right, cult mom, aka doomsday mom, Lori Vallow. The jury just hands down a verdict in a case where she is charged of conspiring to kill her niece's ex-husband. That's right, a jury in Phoenix convicts cult mom Lori Vallow of conspiring to kill her niece's ex-husband, this marking her second murder conspiracy conviction in Arizona alone in under 2 months. Does the name Charles Vallow ring a bell? He's one of the many dead bodies connected to cult mom Lori Vallow. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us here at Crime Stories and on SiriusXM 111. Charles Vallow gunned down in cold blood at the behest of cult mom Lori Vallow, after she lured him to the location. As a matter of fact, let me jog your memory. Listen.
In a fight with my brother-in-law, and I shot him in self-defense.
Okay, is he breathing?
I can't tell.
Okay, are you willing to go over to him and check?
Sure. Yeah, there's blood. He's not moving.
He's pretty nonchalant, lackadaisical. Yeah, there's blood. He's not moving. Listen to more.
I turned around and he hit me in the back of the head with a bat. So I went to my room and got my gun.
So
carry it.
You went to your room, meaning the room you're staying in?
Yeah.
Okay, you brought a gun with you?
Yes.
Do you always bring a gun?
I can still carry, always.
Okay.
Just to be safe.
Hi, who are you?
Hi.
Okay, just stand over there for just a second, guys.
And then told him to put the bat down, and he wouldn't, and he came at me again.
And the wife just showed up as well.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't sound upset at all. And there is a legal theory called cooling off period number one. I don't believe that Lori Vallow, cult mom Lori Vallow's brother, Alex Cox, was ever hit with a bat. I don't think that's true. But even so, he goes into the house and comes back with a gun. That's called a cooling off period. This turns into not self-defense, but murder. Well, it's not over yet. And remember, Lori Vallow is there at the time her husband, Charles Vallow, is gunned down dead by her brother. This is all her maneuvering. Listen.
So you told him to put the...
Yes.
So where are you at? Where are you at now? Did you stay in your bedroom?
No.
Okay, why didn't you stay just in your bedroom, close the door? Is that something you didn't think about?
It didn't even occur to me.
Okay, so walk me through it. So you go back into your room.
So I just went back to the living room. I'm like, what is your problem?
With the gun again.
Yes. And I said, I want you to put that bat down. And he wouldn't do it. And he's like, and he came at me with the bat again after he'd already hit me in the head. So I shot him to stop him.
Yeah, I don't believe that for 1 minute. Standing by, egging the whole murder on cult mom Lori Vallow. Guys, again, thank you for being with us here at Crime Stories with me, an all-star panel to make sense of what we know right now. But first, to the news director of the EastIdahoNews.com, who has been about 3 inches up cult mom Lori Vallow's tailpipe since the get-go, before her children were ever found. He smelled a rat, chased her all the way to Hawaii and back in an effort to find JJ entirely. Now we're on to another murder. Nate Eaton joining us. Nate, thank you for being with us. What happened to Charles Vallow?
Charles Vallow went over to pick up his son JJ to take him to school. It was July of 2019. And when he went in the house, the account was that he got into some sort of argument with Alex Cox, Lori's brother. Tylee was there. JJ was there. Lori was there.
Oh, darn. All the other witnesses are dead. Alex Cox is dead. JJ is dead. God rest his soul. Tylee is dead. God rest her soul. The only person left to tell the story is cult mom Lori Vallow. You think I'm taking her word for anything? If she told me the sky was blue, I'd say no, it's absolutely red. Go ahead.
Right. So that's when Alex Cox says that Charles, as you mentioned, came after him with a bat. Now, remember, Nancy, Charles was an athlete. Charles played baseball. He's not going to swing and miss when you hit someone in the head with a bat. And that's when Alex said in self-defense he had to get a gun. He shot Charles. It came out, though, later in court that Charles was not just shot once. Charles was shot when he was lying on the ground. They found a bullet in the floor underneath his body. That's when Lori Vallow left with her son, JJ, went to Burger King.
Okay, wait. Did you just say after his father is gunned down in front of him, they go celebrate at Burger King? And didn't they go buy flip-flops or something at Walmart or Costco?
Yeah, at Walgreens. They stopped by Walgreens and got a pair of flip-flops. Then she dropped JJ off at school and came back to that house. And that's where we've seen that video where she's kind of laughing and saying she just moved into the neighborhood while the police are interrogating her and investigating the death of her husband.
Does your husband live here or no?
No, he lives in Houston.
Gotcha.
We just moved in here.
Gotcha. How long have you guys lived here?
I'm sorry?
How long have you lived here?
Like 3 weeks.
Oh, geez. Yeah, okay.
That's why the neighbors don't know us.
Gotcha.
Like, hi, neighbor, sorry.
Are you working at all?
No.
Okay. And you're still about 5'6"?
Mm-hmm.
120?
Mm-hmm.
Start where you think it makes the most sense.
Okay. So,
I told you. It's a crazy question.
Well, so we moved into this house 3 weeks ago because he offered to get me a house here where all my family is. So okay. We were in Houston.
You're hearing cult mom Lori Vallow speaking. Guys, Charles Vallow, just one of the many bodies, dead bodies, connected to cult mom Lori Vallow. And now she is taken to a new jurisdiction to answer up on those charges. But that's not all as it relates to Charles Vallow. Their problems go way back before she saw to it that he was shot dead. Take a listen to body cam footage of cops talking to Charles Vallow on an earlier occasion.
So what's going on tonight?
I can't get in touch with my kids.
How old are your kids?
6 and a half and 16.
Okay. How long have you been trying?
Oh, 2 days.
Okay.
But she's lost her mind. I don't know how else to say it. We're LDS. She thinks she's a resurrected being and a God and member of the 144,000. She's come to Jesus, is coming next year. She took all the money out of her bank account today.
You're hearing the voice of now murdered Charles Vallow on a previous occasion. He's trying to get his son and can't find him anywhere. And he's talking to cops about it. Listen to more.
My truck is gone from the airport. She went to the airport and got it. I just flew in from Houston, from Dallas. Houston and Dallas. So,
so where's your truck?
I don't know.
Okay.
I took a friend of mine's truck and picked me up. I went to the CSI to file a report, which is the community bridges or something, to file a report.
So and you did the petition?
Yeah, they ordered a pickup.
Okay. What time did you do that?
Hour and a half ago.
Okay. So what makes her a danger to herself and
to
others?
She threatened me, murdered me, killed me.
She threatened to murder you?
Yes.
Joining me right now is Rex Connor. This is cult mom Lori Vallow, Daybell's uncle, host of a podcast, Silver Linings, and author of an incredible book, Lori's Lies and Family Ties, Healing from the Tylee and JJ Tragedy. Rex Connor, thank you for being with us. When I hear Charles Vallow speaking, it's heartbreaking. He's telling the cops, she's threatened to kill me.
It is heartbreaking. No one can hear that and just not be heartbroken by the fact that he's trying to get her help. He's not afraid for his own life or cowering. He's trying to get help for Lori.
She's been threatening to kill him forever, and she did it. She was there. She arranged it. She lured him there to pick up JJ. And now he's dead. He told cops, she wants to kill me. What is the problem?
Yeah, that's up to the prosecutors. We just, we want justice and we want the most amount of justice you can get in this life. So I personally had that feeling. I'm with you on that.
Remember, Nancy, it's not just one charge, it's two, for the conspiracy to commit the murder of her nephew at the time, her nephew.
The nephew is still alive. Rich Robertson is joining us, Arizona-based private investigator for Brandon Boudreau and the Woodcock family. He owns R3 Investigations. You can find him at r3investigations.com. Rich Robertson, your client, Boudreau, he was shot at by this gang headed up by Lori Vallow. Listen.
Brandon Boudreau calls 911 reporting that someone shot at his car as he drove into his neighborhood. He believes Lori's brother Alex was the trigger man. Boudreau had been married to Vallow Daybell's niece, Melanie Pawlowski, but after they divorced, Vallow Daybell believed Boudreau, like her ex-husband Charles, was controlled by a dark spirit. And according to Vallow Daybell, the only way to get rid of a dark spirit is to kill it.
Rich Robertson, what do you say?
I think it's pretty well settled that Alex Cox was the guy who not only shot Charles Vallow in July, but then in October of 19... was the guy who put the gun out the back of a Jeep Cherokee and fired a shot at Brandon as he pulled into his driveway. Who was behind arranging all of that, what the evidence is, all the communications that was going on between Alex, Lori, Chad, whomever, text messages, phone calls, cell tower tracking. I'm sure all of that is going to be the evidence as to who was involved in the conspiracy.
Cult mom Lori Vallow convicted on a charge of conspiring to murder Brandon Boudreau, who was once married to cult mom's niece. The attempt occurred outside his home in the Phoenix suburb of Gilbert.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
An Arizona jury just hands down a verdict against cult mom Lori Vallow. This after a previous Arizona jury convicted cult mom of conspiring with her brother, Alex Cox, to kill her estranged husband, Charles Vallow, at her cult mom's home in another Phoenix suburb, Candler. Now, remember, cult mom Lori Vallow, with all of her doomsday religious beliefs, has already been sentenced in Idaho to life behind bars for killing her two little children and engaging in a plot to kill a romantic rival. That would be Tammy Daybell. Her now husband, the prophet, Chad Daybell's wife. While cult mom Lori Vallow was picking out her wedding dress and ordering it, Daybell was still married to Tammy, and what a coinkydink. She died. The wedding went forward without a hitch. What do we know about that case?
When her husband marries about a month later to a woman whose husband dies 2 weeks before, I'm starting to simmer. Just simmering. Take a listen right now to East Idaho News reporter Nate Eaton.
Deputies responded. They took pictures. They looked it over, contacted our detectives. Detectives had a few questions. They satisfied those. Didn't see anything that alarmed them.
Was Chad Daybell acting interesting or suspicious or normal?
To my knowledge, he was responding like anybody would whose spouse had just passed away. That's why the deputies didn't suspect anything suspicious.
A few days later, Humphreys says his office was alerted by detectives in Arizona about the other deaths. Tammy's body was exhumed from the Spring Hill, Utah Evergreen Cemetery, and an autopsy was performed.
We're still waiting for the lab results to come back.
Do you know if Tammy Daybell had a big life insurance policy?
There is some information along those lines that I'm not at liberty to speak about right now.
But that is being investigated.
Yes, it is.
You're hearing our friend Nate Eaton with EastIdahoNews.com questioning the Fremont County Sheriff Lee Humphreys. I got a lot more questions. Joining me right now, an A-list panel. Number one, former prosecutor, former felony prosecutor, and I checked out his record. Now, defense attorney Daryl Cohen, joining me from the Atlanta jurisdiction. Bobby Chicone, former special agent with the FBI, current star of Facebook series Curse of Akakor. Dr. Angela Arnold, renowned psychiatrist, MD, joining us today. Professor of Forensics, Jacksonville State University, author of Blood Beneath My Feet on Amazon, Joseph Scott Morgan, death investigator. But right now, to reporter with the EastIdahoNews.com, Nate Eaton. Nate, hey, no offense, but you kind of rolled over on a couple of those questions. You didn't want to tangle with the county sheriff, because when he says, I had a few questions, why would a woman in her 40s, in perfect health that we know of, and don't you know she had some underlying ailment, cult mom's family would be blasting it out there? No, she's training for a marathon. Can you say that, Nate Eaton? And you have a few questions? Die in her sleep? The last person to see her alive was her husband, Chad Daybell, who wrote 25 books that we know of about end of times with some crazy cult. And he just married Lori Vallow right after Tammy dies in her sleep with him lying right beside her. Come on, Nate, what's the sheriff saying now?
Well, the sheriff's saying that the autopsy will tell the answers. You know, Tammy was the school librarian who everybody loved. Everybody in town knew her. She worked with every student that came into that library. So she was a beloved member of the community. Everybody was shocked when she died. What's interesting, Nancy, though, is
Whoa. Everybody was shocked, but nobody did anything, did they? Nobody did a darn thing, did they? Nate, you kill over and you're asleep. Don't worry. I'm on it. Okay. But nobody did anything when Tammy Daybell died. So just tell me what the sheriff says about the way Chad Daybell reacted when his wife just up and dies in her sleep.
They said that he acted like a grieving husband would, any grieving husband would. He was upset. He was distraught. Here's the interesting thing. She died on a Saturday morning. She was in the ground by Tuesday afternoon. Normally, families take time to notify loved ones.
Now, wait. Hold on. Nate, just curious. I've never asked you this before, but where are you from?
I'm from all over, but I've lived in Idaho now for 5 years.
Okay, that is not an acceptable answer because you're only from one place. Where would that be, Nate Eaton?
I grew up near Salt Lake City.
Okay, because I don't know what the customary practice is where you grew up, but she dies on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's 3 days later. Okay. I don't find that unusual. So where you're from, is that unusual?
Well, normally you would notify friends, family members, because they didn't bury her body here in Idaho. They had to make arrangements to have her body transported about 6 hours from where we're at.
Okay. Now, wait a minute. That's something new. Tell me that again.
So she dies Saturday morning. They don't bury her body in Idaho. What they do is they ship her body back to where she grew up, down in the middle of Utah. So you have to make arrangements for that. They hold the
funeral. Well, how far away is that? I mean, they didn't teach me much geography in law school. How long of a drive is that?
Oh, at least 6 hours.
6 hours. So what did you say they had to ship her body? Did I hear you say that? They have to ship her body? They could just...
Yeah, take her body down to Springville, Utah. So 6 hours from here. Then the next day, the family comes back to Idaho and holds a memorial service without her body or casket. So it was as if things were in fast motion, and a lot of people that attended that memorial service said it was weird that there wasn't even a casket. There wasn't even a body there.
Okay. I hate to argue with you this much right off the get-go, but Nate...
I'm ready.
Nate... When you have a memorial, that very often means the person has been cremated or buried, and at some later date, there is a memorial. You're remembering the person. A funeral. Now, Jackie, look this up on Google. Difference between memorial and funeral. See, these are the fun things I do in my spare time when I'm not chasing down killers, Nate, because you wouldn't expect, typically at a memorial, I wouldn't expect necessarily for a body to be there, but I am interested. So that's not unusual. So far, memorial was 3 days later. Not concerning me at all. That, to, in my mind, is typical. But you did say something. You said something about family and friends not knowing. Did family and friends not, did everybody not get the word that Tammy had passed away?
There were a lot of people that found out after the fact, after the funeral, after the memorial. Whoa, Tammy Daybell died. She was here 6 days ago getting ready for this race, and now she's buried in the ground.
Okay, so they didn't put it in the local paper that there's going to be a memorial service?
There was an obituary, but again, everything happened so quickly. Normally, you'd wait a few days, and if you're going to be where you're at, where the death occurs, do that memorial service first with the casket, pay your respect, then take it down to Utah.
Hold on, dear, because my crack legal researcher, Jackie, is holding up body not present for memorial. That's what a memorial is, Nate. Okay. You know what? I'm going to quit arguing with you about memorial versus funeral and get down to something serious. The fact that you're telling me she was buried so quickly that everybody didn't even realize or hadn't gotten notice of a funeral. And most important question, etiquette aside, how long after Tammy Daybell died did Chad Daybell marry cult mom Lori Vallow?
Within 3 weeks. Within 3 weeks, they were married.
I thought it was a month. Not that that made any difference to me. 1 week does not. Of course, a lot can happen in 7 days. But 3 weeks later, he has remarried Tammy Daybell. She's dead. And nobody even bothered to ask for an autopsy. The husband didn't care. What happened to my wife? Why is she dead? If, God forbid, my husband just dropped dead, I'd want to know why. I love him. I want to know what happened to him to try to make sense of it all. But take a listen right now to the Fremont County Sheriff, Lee Humphreys. He's at it again with Nate Eaton.
October 19th, we did respond to an unattended death at the Daybell home in southern part of Fremont County, Salem Highway. And Tammy Daybell was deceased at that time. My officers, deputies responded, and as we do with most unattended deaths, they took pictures, they looked it over, contacted our detectives. Detectives had a few questions, they satisfied those, got the information they needed, didn't see anything that alarmed them, contacted the coroner. Coroner responded, and body was transported to the funeral home. The coroner went there also to do a further examination, and she determined that there was nothing out of ordinary, natural causes. A few days later, we started getting information out of Arizona that we maybe ought to take a closer look at this.
Well, he sounds pretty calm. We also know that at the time, no autopsy was ordered to Bobby Chacon, former special agent with the FBI, current star of Facebook series Curse of Akakor. Bobby Chacon, as a special agent with the FBI, you've seen a lot of dead bodies, and it concerns me that nobody demanded an autopsy. Does that not bother you?
It totally bothers me. And you know, you think that those of us in law enforcement have a natural curiosity, a natural suspicion, particularly when, you know, a otherwise healthy, normal adult is dead and an unattended death. The normal protocol for us would be to request an autopsy because, you know, there's a mantra for us in the forensic world is that you have to get the evidence fast and first or else it can be compromised. And if you lose that opportunity, you lose it forever. And in this type of case, as an investigator, if I walked in there and I saw an otherwise healthy adult in an unattended death situation, I would think one of the most important tools we're going to have is the toxicology report resulting from an autopsy.
We also know that in most jurisdictions, the next of kin decides whether there will be an autopsy. Take a listen to KTVB 7 News reporter Gretchen Parsons.
When 49-year-old Tammy Daybell was found dead in her bed last October, the Fremont County Sheriff says family members asked the county coroner not to perform an autopsy. And because her death appeared to be natural at the time, the coroner didn't do one. Under Idaho law, If the death is considered to be from natural causes, the coroner can opt not to do an autopsy. The Fremont County coroner isn't speaking about this case publicly, but Ada County coroner Dottie Owen says that is unusual, unless Tammy was under the care of a physician.
What we would do is we would call and speak to the primary care physician, verify that history, review those medical records, and then at that point release that individual so that that primary care physician could sign that death certificate out. At that point, if family had refused an autopsy, we would sit down with this family, explain why we needed to do it, the importance of doing it, and then at that point, if we were still met with resistance, we would go ahead and just do it based on jurisdiction.
And of course, the next of kin was Chad Daybell. Now, wait a minute. Hold on. There is Tammy Daybell, and there is the then estranged husband, Charles Vallow. Now, remember, an Arizona jury just convicted her in the murder, conspiring with her brother to murder Charles Vallow. Okay, hold on. I need a flowchart for this. We've got her convicted for murdering JJ and Tylee, her children. We've got her convicted conspiring to murder Tammy Daybell. Now, that all happened in Idaho. In Arizona, she was just convicted for conspiring to murder, along with her brother Alex Cox, murder her estranged husband, Charles Vallow. Okay, what do we know about Charles Vallow's shooting death? Plenty, and a jury agrees. Guys, let's hear more of Charles Vallow speaking about Lori Vallow threatening to murder him.
She's had kind of a break in reality. She thinks she's your LDS?
Yes.
She thinks she's married to Morona in the past.
This is you think she's what?
We're married to Morona, top of the temple.
Angel. LDS. Angel.
They don't let me in there.
Probation, and she knows when the second coming is happening next year, so there's a prophet.
Okay.
He knows it. She knows. She knows about it. She meets with Barona and Jesus Christ face-to-face in the temple every day. I've tried to support her as much as I could, but it's gotten really, really bad lately. She's had a break. She says, I'm Nick Schneider. I've taken over Charles's body, and Charles has been killed. I'm going to kill you. You're going to be murdered today or tomorrow.
Okay, Nate Eaton, she actually says to Charles Vallow, I'm going to kill you. You'll be killed today or tomorrow. And then he's murdered.
Charles Vallow did raise the warning sign. It was there on tape, as you said, that Lori was making these statements. They did eventually reconcile back together after that, you know, situation with the police. But yeah, he was warned. She warned him about this, unfortunately, it happened. Now he's dead.
Here is more of Charles Vallow telling cops cult mom Lori Vallow was going to kill him.
She's not here. She's lost her reality. We've been at a great marriage. All of a sudden, the last month just blew up. I will kill you because you're not Charles, and nobody will care.
Okay. So she at this point doesn't think you are her husband?
She thinks I'm Nick Schneider.
Who's Mick Schneider?
I have no idea.
Okay.
It's the name she used. I don't know where it came from.
Okay.
I'm as bewildered as you are.
Yeah, the marriage was perfect until just recently. What happened? Where did she get it in her head that her husband, Charles Vallow, was an evil spirit? Where could that have come from? Take a listen to our friend Jackie Howard.
Charles and Lori Vallow meet and marry in 2006. Lori has two children from another marriage. Charles has three sons. They live in Kauai for a time in 2014, but move back to the continental U.S. sometime between 2016 and 2017, living in Arizona. It's during this time that Lori Vallow reportedly meets Chad Daybell at a religious conference in St. George, Utah. The couple hit it off and appear on several end-of-the-world-style podcasts. Charles and Lori's marriage, however, turned sour.
Joining me, Karen Stark, renowned psychologist, joining us out of Manhattan at KarenStark.com. Karen, I think I know what happened. She meets Chad Daybell, the so-called prophet. His pickup line, believe it or not, is, we were married in a past life, so we might as well run over to that motel right now. And it worked. Suddenly, this woman believes she is a goddess of sort, on a heavenly mission, and she is with Chad Daybell. That's why Vallow needs a divorce. That's what happened. I guess he just didn't know it when he was talking to police.
I don't know if he knew it, but I do know that Chad actually appealed to her narcissism. And by calling her a goddess, that was perfect for Lori. And Nancy, Charles Ballow, even in the divorce, was worried. And he said, I don't know what she's going to do with them, her children. I don't know if she's going to flee with them, if she's going to hurt them. So he was worried about the safety of himself and his children.
Very worried. And as a matter of fact, she meets up with Chad Daybell. And what happens next? Listen.
Charles Ballow files for divorce in 2019. He claims that Lori views herself as a god and has said she would kill him if he ever gets in her way of preparing for the second coming of Christ. The morning of July 11th, Charles Ballow goes to Lori's rental home in Chandler, Arizona, to pick up his son, JJ, for school. Alex Cox, Lori's brother, is also there. Within an hour, Ballow is lying in a pool of blood, shot by Alex Cox. Cox claims self-defense and is not charged. Lori marries Chad Daybell.
To Rex Connor joining us, Lori Vallow's uncle and host of Silver Linings. Tell me your understanding of how cult mom Lori Vallow meets Chad Daybell and what ensues.
Well, they were both interested before they met in this end of the world stuff, the so-called doomsday stuff. And so they met at a conference of people that get together and talk about preparing for the end of the world. Not a popular thing amongst most people, but there is a group that meets and talks about it. So when they met, I like the way her brother, Adam, the good brother, describes it. When they met, it was the perfect storm. He just appealed to just what she wanted. She appealed to what he wanted. And they allowed themselves this alternative reality that they created together and just ran with it. It's just a perfect storm of evil.
Also joining me, Rich Robertson, Arizona PI for Brandon Boudreau, who almost ended up dead at the behest of Lori Vallow, according to police. What do you make of her relationship with Chad Daybell and the subsequent murder of Charles Ballow?
Well, they were certainly infatuated with each other for whatever reasons. There was talk that she was definitely having an affair with Chad prior to the time that Charles filed his divorce. I think that was one of the reasons he did it. And she was in his group, the prepare of people. She was kind of a subsection of all of that. And Chad Daybell was had ideas that she glommed onto, and she was doing podcasts herself along with some others in support of all that, and somehow came to subscribe to all of these kind of strange beliefs about dark spirits and becoming a god herself. And it sure looked like they were trying to, you know, get rid of things that were holding them back. All of these murders happened in a very short period of time in 2019. And she cleared the decks of her husband and then her kids. And then he cleared the decks of his wife. And then they went after Brandon. It was all very, very quick. That was happening.
Joining me is Dr. Todd Barr, board certified anatomic clinical forensic pathologist. He's featured in Thin Places, Essays from In Between. Dr. Barr, it's great to have you on with us. I want to talk about Charles Ballow. We now know that he was shot. He fell to the ground, most likely was still alive. And Alex Cox and or Lori Ballow comes up to him and shoots him again. As he's on the ground, the bullet getting wedged in the floor underneath him. Dr. Barr, knowing that he was very likely still alive from the first shot, what did he endure before that second shot?
Well, he would have been, losing blood along the way. And I'm not sure what injuries he sustained, but it seems like it was not initially a terminal or a fatal wound so that he was slowly bleeding out. And what he would be doing is he would be suffering from the pain of whatever areas were hit by that first initial bullet. And then he would be also starting to lose consciousness from the loss of blood. So he's becoming hypoxic, meaning he's not getting any oxygen to his brain or to his vital organs. So he's literally just hanging on by a thread, suffering in pain and losing consciousness.
When he looks up and the last thing he sees is Alex Cox and or cult mom Lori Vallow standing over him with a gun. Could he make it out, doctor? Could he see that?
He definitely could have seen that. I mean, if he was conscious and he opened his eyes, he would have seen that gun pointed at him. I mean, this is like an execution style killing.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
And now to the most recent conviction. Cult mom Lori Vallow convicted of conspiring to kill her niece's ex-husband, Brandon Boudreau. And you know, Chris McDonough joining me, director, Cold Case Foundation, former homicide detective. You can find him at coldcasefoundation.org or his YouTube channel, The Interview Room. Let's don't forget that there is another victim in this case. His name is Brandon Boudreau, and it's just an angel on his shoulder that kept him from also being a cult mom Lori Vallow orchestrated murder. Listen to this, Chris McDonough, our cut 537.
911, where's your emergency?
Someone just shot my window.
Okay, where is that?
I'm in the coolie station away, but I can see them driving off.
Okay, someone shot at your vehicle?
Yeah, and it hit my window. It shattered my driver's side window.
Okay, when you pulled into his driveway?
As I was trying to pull into my driveway. Sorry,
okay.
I'm a little off the breath. They just drove off. I saw them drive off.
Okay. Do you know who these people are?
I have no idea. I moved into a new home about a week ago.
Well, we figured out who it was. Chris McDonough, are you surprised that there's yet another intended murder victim?
Not at all, Nancy. And in fact, if you listen to that call, right as we listen to that call, he's saying they, them. So there's more than one.
Rich Robertson, the PI for Brandon Boudreau, who was this close to getting murdered, orchestrated by Lori Vallow. Question to you, Rich Robertson, why did cult mom Lori Vallow want Brandon dead?
Well, that's going to be an interesting question. Brandon's wife at the time, Melody, is Lori Vallow's niece. And she had become part of that group, and she was involved in the same belief system. And it was creating a lot of family tension. So Brandon was upset that his wife was being sucked down this rabbit hole that Lori had got her involved in. And it certainly appears that Lori was helping, quote unquote, her niece deal with this problem. And her problem was Brandon.
Question to you. Who do you believe was involved in taking a shot at Brandon Boudreau?
Well, I have no doubt it was Alex Cox in the back in the Jeep that day.
Why?
Well, all the evidence suggests that, and all the travel that was going on. I think the evidence is going to show, as I understand what's been collected in this, is a lot of electronics communications going on between Alex and Lori and at the time of the shooting. And I'm sure that there are some cell tower type of records that are going to place Alex at or near that crime scene. So I think there's going to be a lot of corroboration for who was saying what and where they were at the time.
And what type of vehicle was the perp driving?
This Jeep that he was driving was actually Charles Vallow's vehicle. He had given it to Tylee. It still had Texas plates on it. And after Charles' death in July, the shooting at Brandon occurred in October. And that Jeep had been up to Rexburg and then back again. And they were, all this was kind of put together later, but that was the vehicle that Brandon kind of recognized. He saw that vehicle. He was aware of it being Charles. And given the circumstances of what happened to Charles, it certainly raised Brandon's suspicions about who was responsible for this.
Listen, Lori Vallow Daybell wears an orange Maricopa County jail uniform for her first Arizona court appearance. She says little during the brief arraignment, stating her name and date of birth when a judge asks. The court issues a not guilty plea on her behalf.
Guys, take a listen to Hour Cut 523, a Maricopa County judge addressing cult mom Lori Vallow.
Good morning, Keith Terry and Danae Suki on behalf of Ms. Vallow, who is present appearing in custody.
Thank you. And ma'am, could you state your full name, please?
Lori Vallow Daybell.
And your date of birth?
6/26/73.
All right, then this is the time set for the not guilty arraignment on each count. We'll start with number six. As to number six, ma'am, you are before the court on count one. We'll enter a not guilty plea on your behalf. Do you waive a reading?
Yes, sir.
So, Ms. Vallow, you are appearing here on two cases. These are both grand jury warrants. What that means is that the grand jury here in Arizona has indicted you on two charges. The first case is CR 2022-001242-001. You're being charged in that case with one count of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. It is a Class 1 felony committed on October the 2nd of 2019. The second case is CR 2021-001704-001. And in that case, you're also being charged with one count of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. It is also a Class 1 felony. That offense allegedly occurred on July 11th of 2019. Now, I do have to advise you of your right to have an attorney and the right to remain silent. I will appoint counsel for you in both cases. I have a court date coming up for you. Called a not guilty arraignment hearing.
In the last days, a bombshell in the prosecution of cult mom Lori Vallow. A jury in Phoenix convicts cult mom Lori Vallow of conspiring to kill her niece's ex-husband, Brandon Boudreau. Trust me, we ain't heard the last from cult mom Lori Vallow. Nancy Grace signing off. Goodbye, friend.
This is an iHeart podcast, guaranteed human.